You're listening to Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. If today's show has a theme so far, it's about how to react when dramatic change comes your way. If you're a company who's been selling cars for over 100 years, you've seen a lot of that. But now car makers are looking at a future where cars will drive themselves. They need to have internet access. Some people are sharing them instead of buying them, and some cities might not even have room for them. It's a lot to think about. Ford, for one, is building a big research lab in Silicon Valley. I talked to Ford CEO Mark Fields and started with the basics. Does the future have more cars or fewer?
Overall, when we step back, we are in a growth industry. Now, clearly, a lot of that growth is going to come from some of the emerging markets, the Chinas, the Indias of the world. And, you know, we want to be there for customers. So when we look at the trends around the growth of these mega cities, these 10 million plus cities, there were 10 in 1990. There are 28 today. And in the next 15 years, there could be over 40. So we're looking at that trend. We're looking at the trend of the global middle class. By various studies, it's going to double. What are the first things that people in the middle class want to do? They want to buy a car. In some cases, you'll see car ownership go up in those kind of markets. In other markets, you may see in the urban areas, car ownership could go down. And we're looking at that, and that's why, you know, we're doing these experimentations to say, are there other businesses or other services that we could be able to provide to compensate for that?
Tell us really, really quickly what some of those experiments are.
The experiments run into three categories: around the customer experience, around flexor, what we call usership models, and then social collaboration. And it runs the gamut from ride sharing and car sharing in London to car swapping in the U.S. to parking identification. How do we use the sensors on our vehicles that are on there today as our customers are driving through the city, and they may be able to, those sensors will pick up an open spot, transmit it to the cloud, and then somebody else who's looking for a parking space will say, "Ooh, there's a parking space on Avenue B." So it runs the gamut.
Is there a point at which this could be a distraction from the core business?
No, absolutely not. This is our message to everyone. And this is the message around thinking not only as a car and truck company, and we're going to stay very, very focused on that, but also thinking as a mobility company. And as any company, you need to have 1 foot in today and then 1 foot in the future.
Mm-hmm. And so as you look around with all of these things in mind, who do you see as your competition right now?
Well, our competition overall is, you know, both our traditional competitors,
right,
OEMs, but also new non-traditional competitors.
Those are the ones I'm getting at.
A number of tech companies that have expressed a desire to get into the automotive space. And I think part of it is they're looking at kind of the addressable market. The addressable market in any given year on the car business dwarfs smartphones, dwarfs wearables. And there's a lot of folks that are looking at the auto industry, and that gives us a lot of motivation.
Can I get you to name names? Do you mean Google? Do you consider Uber a competitor?
Yeah, name the names. Google or Uber or Lyft, or who knows what Apple's going to do. There's lots of speculation around that. But, you know, many of us are looking at the same trends. We're looking at how customers are using technology, and we're asking ourselves, okay, what does that mean for us as a company? And how do we want to serve the customer going forward and make sure we have that Ford feel to it as opposed to becoming the handset business and the receptacle for somebody else's business model?
What's the most far out thing you guys are working on? Like augmented reality windshields, flying cars? Like what's the most far out thing you're willing to tell us about?
Well, the flying cars is not something that's on our agenda these days. But I think, you know, when you look at our whole approach around smart mobility, a lot of our efforts are around connected cars, are around autonomous vehicles.
Did you think ever when you started at Ford that you would start, that you would be talking about cars collecting personal data?
You know, I don't think I can, but when I joined the car business, you know, a long time ago, 25, 26 years ago, to me, I joined this business because it was the world's greatest industrial product in terms of how it came together, the world's greatest consumer product in terms of how it came together. And at the time, there was talk of, would the car ever become a computer on wheels? And that never really materialized. But I always felt that the technology and the lines of code in a vehicle would increase over time. And now it's getting to the point where it's really exponentially growing, which is very exciting. And, you know, I originally came from the tech industry way, way back. And that's, so to me, it's very exciting.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Enjoy your stay. I think a little bit of Palo Alto traffic might change your mind about that flying car situation. I'm just saying.